All right, chapter 2, Teth, will be over the Earth. Okay. Section 1, planet Earth. Okay. Our solar system, A, the planets, neighbors in space, at least 9 exist. And we've talked about how, you know, the book's a little bit older. Now they only name 8 planets. Pluto's not considered a planet, but for the sake of argument, because the book does, we will consider Pluto to be a planet. All right. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars are closest to the Sun. Earth is about 93 million miles from the Sun. That is called an astronomical unit. Okay. Earth is the third planet from the Sun. Farthest from the Sun are Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Okay. Jupiter is the largest. All right. Earth ranks 5th in size, and Pluto is the smallest. All right. So we have the Sun, we have planets. Okay. We also in our solar system consists of asteroids, comets, and meteoroids. Okay. Asteroids are small, irregularly shaped objects. Comets are made of icy dust particles and frozen gases. That's why they have a tail. That's the gases escaping. Meteoroids are pieces of space debris made of chunks of rock and iron. Okay, meteorites are the ones that enter the Earth's atmosphere and actually reach the surface of the Earth, which is called the what? Biosphere. We'll talk about that. Getting to know Earth. Okay, Earth is not a perfect sphere. We've talked about how the equator is approximately 1% wider than the prime meridian. Okay. Water, land, and air. Okay, you're going to have to know these 4 aspects of Earth, what the Earth is made of. You need to know these, okay, for tomorrow's quiz. About 70% of the Earth's surface is water. That is called the hydrosphere. 30% is land. That is called the lithosphere. Okay, the air we breathe, which is called the atmosphere, consists of 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen and 1% other. You know, ozone is in that. The people, animals, and plants that live on Earth live in the biosphere. Biosphere. The people, animals, and plants that live on Earth. Okay. Getting to know Earth continued. Landforms. Okay, are on pages 14, 15. We've went through those. You should know those off the top of your head. We've covered them numerous times. Also, be able to list the 7 continents. North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, okay, Antarctica. All right. The part of the continent that extends underwater is called the continental shelf. Okay. Earth's heights and depths. Okay. Why would these be on the PowerPoint? Because they are important. All right. You need to know these for tomorrow. The highest point is Mount Everest in South Asia, 29,035 feet. The lowest dry land point is shore of the Dead Sea, Southwest Asia, at 1,349 feet below sea level. Okay, the deepest depression underneath the sea is the Mariana Trench. That's southwest of Guam, north of Indonesia, and that is 35,827 feet deep. Section 2, forces of change. Earth structure. I hope you can list, should be pretty simple, the 3 layers of our planet. You have the core, which consists of the inner and outer, and the mantle and the crust. So you need to know the core, mantle, and crust. Earth structure. Okay. With the plate movement, many scientists believe that in the past there was one giant supercontinent called Pangaea. Know that, Pangaea. Okay. Over millions of years, it broke into smaller continents that we know today. Okay. And we talked about and discussed how scientists, by finding different dinosaurs in North America, in Europe, you know, I've concluded that the only way this could have happened was that it was one giant supercontinent called Pangaea. The Earth's plates continue to move and cause change as well as natural disasters. These include volcanoes, earthquakes, okay. Also pushes up mountains. That was how Bear Butte was created, through the plate tectonics. Okay. The internal forces of change. Colliding and spreading of plates as they come together, as they spread apart. Okay, if they come together, what is it going to form? a fold. When it comes apart, it's going to be a fault. Okay? Know the difference. Earthquakes. The Ring of Fire is located in the Pacific Ocean. It is the most earthquake-prone area in the planet. Volcanic eruption also occurs along the Ring of Fire. Okay? Hawaiian hotspot is dead center of that. External forces of change. You need to know these four. Weathering. Breaking down of rocks into smaller pieces. Wind erosion. Movement of dust, sand, and soil. Glacial erosion. Okay, and we're thinking the glaciers that are located high up in the mountains, that when they are pushed down by gravitational force, they almost create a paving greater effect. Okay. And water erosion from rain, rivers, streams, and oceans. Section 3, Earth's water. Okay. Water cycle. This will be on the quiz. And you need to know the four stages and be able to determine which one's which. Evaporation, condensation, precipitation, and runoff from groundwater. Okay. Although these stages work in continuous motion, please learn these in order. So, starts with evaporation. It evaporates into the sky. Condensation forms in the clouds. That creates precipitation as it falls to the earth. That creates runoff and groundwater. Don't those in order. Pretty simple. Bodies of salt water. Okay, the oceans make up 90% of the Earth's water found. Okay, know the four oceans. Those are the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Arctic, and the Indian. Okay, and those also consist of seas, gulfs, and bays. Okay. Okay, now freshwater. All right, all of that 70%, only 3% of the Earth's water is freshwater. Okay, 2% of this freshwater is frozen in glaciers. Okay, so that leaves us with 1%. 5% of that's underground. Okay, so what does that leave us with? 0.5% is 0.5% that we can actually use. And that is in the rivers, lakes, streams, okay, reservoirs like Pactola. Okay, that's where we get most of our water. Wells are a very, very small percentage of the water that we use. Okay. Okay, so those are the terms and the concepts that you need to know for tomorrow. All right.